you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, September 29th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors has voted to extend a moratorium on evictions of commercial tenants through the end of January, but residential tenants are expected to lose similar protections under state law this week. That means Californians who have fallen behind on the rent and have been able to avoid eviction during the pandemic lose that protection as the eviction moratorium goes away after tomorrow. But KPCC's David Wagner says tenants don't need to pay 100% of their back rent by then in order to stay in their homes.
Under state law, they can avoid eviction by paying just 25% of the rent they've accumulated between September of last year and the end of this month. Now, they do still owe that remaining 75% of their rent debt to their landlord. Here's attorney Jonathan Yeager with the Legal Aid Foundation of Los Angeles.
The landlord, starting on November 1st, can go to civil court or small claims court to collect that debt. But the threat of eviction and the risk of being forced out of your home for not paying that rent goes away.
David says tenants in the city of Los Angeles can defer rent until a year after city officials declare the local emergency period over, or until May of 2023, whichever date comes first. Over the next 6 months, renters who apply for rent relief online at housingiskey.com cannot be evicted while their application is under review. LA County's 100,000-plus workforce is required by Friday to provide proof of full COVID vaccination. KPCC's Jackie Fortier reports about two-thirds of county workers have responded.
In August, County Board of Supervisors Chair Hilda Solis issued an executive order directing all county employees to be fully vaccinated by the beginning of October. The policy applies to all of the county's 108,000 employees, including the sheriffs and fire departments. Board members were told at Tuesday's meeting that 58,000 LA County workers report being fully vaccinated, and another 1,600 are partially vaccinated. Almost 6,000 are not vaccinated, and more than 30,000 haven't responded at all. What happens to the thousands of employees who remain unvaccinated after Friday's deadline is unclear. The county is negotiating with unions, which want more lax standards for medical and religious exemptions to the mandate. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Meantime, the LA County Health Department has made it easier for kids to go to mega events and theme parks. Children 11 and under do not need to show a negative test result. Kids under 18 won't need a photo ID. Conditions for some of the mental health population within LA County's jail system got particularly bad last month. KPCC's Robert Garova has the story.
The Inspector General's office investigated after receiving a tip about overcrowding at the inmate reception center. It found that 22 patients had been tethered with handcuffs and chains for nearly 24 hours while waiting for beds. One patient was shackled for 2.5 days. The sheriff's department called the conditions an anomaly, blaming the spike in COVID-19 cases and a plumbing crisis at Men's Central Jail that briefly prevented the department from opening up medium observation housing. But part of the problem is also that the jail mental health population has continued to go up during the pandemic. Kristen Ochoa is medical director for the Office of Diversion and Reentry.
So many people with mental health disorders in the jail growing, and then so many people stuck in the inmate reception center, unable to move through the jail system. Well, it's all because the jail in and of itself is overcrowded.
As of Tuesday, Ochoa said the jail mental health population is about 6,000 people. I'm Robert Garova.
The Los Angeles City Council has designated the former site of the Los Angeles Korean United Methodist Church as an historic cultural monument. The building, located near the University of Southern California, was the congregation's house of worship from 1945 to 1959. UCLA professor David K. Yu says Methodist churches like this one were community hubs for Koreans who came to the United States during the early 20th century.
And it was a place where students and others would come to for connecting with other Koreans, finding jobs, looking for housing, trying to figure out how to navigate American life.
The Korean Methodist Church got its start thanks to American missionaries who arrived in South Korea during the late 19th century and beyond. California's top utility regulator is stepping down from the job at the end of the year, 5 years before her term was supposed to end. Public Utilities Commission President Maribel Batcher announced her resignation yesterday but did not give a reason for her departure. The commission oversees electric utilities, telecommunications, water, rail, etc. Governor Newsom will now look for new leadership as the state deals with devastating wildfires and the threat of power blackouts. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley. Join us again next time. Meantime, you can read more news at LAist.com and always listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.